Greetings and salutations, Hacker Public Radio. Semiotic Robotic here with another open source news break from opensource.com. Here are a few stories from the opensource.com community. First, we've published a passionately written column by David Hurley, community manager for the Joomla project, who attempts to locate what he calls the true value of open source. Open source is valuable, Hurley writes. Very few people would argue that point. There is most definitely a sense of intrinsic worth. But where does this value exist? Is it in the code produced, or in something else? Hurley suggests that the value of open source extends beyond software, beyond code, to the communities that form around it. Herein is where the true value lies, Hurley writes, the people who give their time to create this amazing open source community. Next, in our Life channel, we're featuring an interview with Molly Van Howling, co-founder of the New Authors Alliance, a nonprofit organization that promotes authorship for the public good. Van Howling writes that she and the other founders, quote, came to realize that there is no existing organization that speaks for us as authors and helps us navigate the increasingly complicated environment in which our writings are disseminated to the public. So, she says, we decided to create that organization. The Authors Alliance provides educational and legal tools for authors who want to disseminate their work in an increasingly digitized, networked world. Its advisory board consists of academics like Dana Boyd, Lawrence Lessig, and Joy Ito, as well as popular writers like Cory Doctorow and Jonathan Lethem. You can read more about the Authors Alliance at authorsalliance.org. And finally, I should draw your attention to a challenge from opensource.com's resident OpenStack aficionado, Jason Baker, who recently posted a poll asking users to name from memory all 10 OpenStack releases. It's harder than you think, Baker writes, even for some of the core members of the development teams. What about you, HPR listeners? Can you name all 10 releases of OpenStack? Take our quiz and test your knowledge. The link is in the show notes. That's all for this open source news break. You'll find links to the stories I've discussed in the show notes for this episode. And of course, you'll find even more open source stories at opensource.com. If you have suggestions for news we might cover, drop us a line at opensource.com/contact or tweet us at opensourceway. Until next time, this is Semiotic Robotic wishing you peace, love, and open source.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.